Deadwood Soundweb.
Welcome to the highlight reel for this week. I'm gonna play you some clips from Patreon as well as a promo for next week. I want to remind you, you can hear all of this stuff that's on here at patreon.com/fieldsofglory. You can get all the future episodes, all our watch alongs that we recorded, all the batch episodes, all of the extended episodes, as well as tons of episodes that Aaron and I did over the years. It's $5 a month for everything. So starting out here, we've got the second batch episode. That is the batch episode for Bring It On, Kingpin, and Cool Runnings. So in this particular episode, I am trying to draw a line between how all of these movies with benchwarmers elevated to glory seem to involve cheating and why it may involve cheating. So enjoy. In Bring It On, the entire plot revolves around the fact that they were stealing routines from the Clovers, right? And then in Kingpin, Woody Harrelson's character is pretending to be somebody he isn't really, and then gets his hand cut off as a result.
He's like hustling. I can lose to you on purpose all day and nobody really cares, but when I use it as a way to extract money from you, then someone's going to call you a cheater at some point, and I'm going to agree with that.
In Cool Runnings, you have John Candy, who's a reform cheater, right? Like, he was cheating in the 72 Olympics, and so that's why, I guess, he wound up gaining a lot of weight and drinking a lot. Do you have to have cheating in there so that it's like the audience will accept that they lose a big game? Is that what it is? Because it's such a trope that the team you're watching wins. And so, like, let's put something really bad onto the team so that we'll be okay with the moral victory instead of the sports victory?
Maybe. I mean, that does make sense. It's a very convenient way to be like, there's a bad side and a good side to it.
All right, our next episode was a Real Roulette episode where we talked about the Trailer Park Boys countdown to Liquor Day. And so for this little section, I was talking about how I used to live in a trailer park, and Aaron was asking me how this resembled stuff that I'd actually seen in a trailer park. And so that's enough of a setup, I think, to listen to this clip.
That one guy is a Julian that always walks around with the whiskey and Coke or whatever.
I really want to be him for Halloween. One, because it means I get to keep most of my beard. And two, because I basically have a whiskey and Coke for the entire night. Like, he just slow burns that whiskey Coke every episode of the show, no matter what they're doing. He's got his little whiskey Coke.
That's very much a type of guy, too. There's always guys with the beer cans, which you expect. Like, that's sort of what you, if you close your eyes and picture a trailer park, you probably expect that. But there's always a dude with like a mixed drink that he's just walking around. Often it's in a pop bottle, but like sometimes it is in like a little glass cup. So it's just like little things like that.
Yeah. And he's never, Julian is never drunk. Ricky is the drunk one, right? Julian is always pretty sober,
yeah,
but just sipping, slow burning, gentlemanly drinking the whiskey Coke. Like almost like if James Bond were to carry his shaken, not stirred martini with him, yeah, everywhere he went or whatever, right?
All right, so I'm going to leave you with a promo for Rudy. You might remember that we've talked about fireballs in some of the previous Patreon clips. Our fascination with fireballs did not end years ago when we recorded those episodes. It is still going. And so I am talking about the fireball that we found in Rudy. And I would remind you one final time that you can get all of the episodes coming up in the future, everything that we recorded for ancillary content. It's all on patreon.com/fieldsofglory for $5 a month. And you can support the show, and I would appreciate it very much. So without any further ado, let's listen to our promo for Rudy. So MVP, so I've got the fireball at the factory that inspires Rudy to follow his dream. Sure, it's ridiculous to show a fireball at a factory engulfing somebody in slow motion, forcing him to dive off a catwalk, but it was 1993, baby. Whether it was Broken Arrow, Demolition Man, Independence Day, The Fifth Element, The Relic, or Forrest Gump, if it's made in the 90s, you're leaping from a fireball in slow motion.
Biggs, this is a very anti-union MVP, but I absolutely love it because it was a pivotal moment in the plot, and that is apparently what got us to the ending.
Check out all the podcasts brought to you by Redwood Sound Labs. Finally, a podcast that's dedicated to talking about your favorite sports movies. Whether you want to hear a breakdown of the plot, arguments about who's the MVP of the film, or crit and lit about it, you'll find it all on Fields of Glory. Listen to the show that will help you live a better life with your beloved pets. It handles topics like proper food, nutrition, positive reinforcement training, and more. Certified dog behavior consultant Charlotte Peltz welcomes your pet concerns and questions in the podcast Living with Your Dog. Zach and Matt are two horror movie enthusiasts of varying experience discussing horror movies through the scope of content, context, and comedy. They'll hit on the good ones and the classics, but they're really excited for the bad ones. Listen to Watch No Evil. Charles is a Purple Heart recipient and cinematographer. Aaron is a professor and critical cultural scholar. Together, they explore the narrative, effective, and production politics of war cinema on the Real War Project. That's R-E-E-L, War Project.